Good evening.
Good evening.
In the name and spirit of Jesus Christ, our Savior, I welcome you all here to this service of worship on Christmas Eve here at the Congregational Church of Amherst United Church of Christ. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Now, today is the most joyous day in our worship year as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the incarnation, the coming of God into the world in human form, in the most vulnerable way that he could possibly come, in the form of a tiny baby born in a manger, and all that that represented, the love, compassion, and grace of God that we were so desperately seeking and still are today. So this evening, we will hear this familiar story, this Christmas story told once again with the help of our children from our church school and our confirmation class here at the Congregational Church of Amherst. We'll tell this story in the service of lessons and carols, in word and song, in costume and pageantry, and are coming together as this community. So let us be together now with the hopeful joy of Christmas in our hearts, and let us be together in the spirit of worship.
Over the last four Sundays of Advent, we have lit four candles for hope, for peace, for joy, for love. On this Christmas Eve, we light all four again. With these candles, we recognize the presence of God that surrounds and fills us at all times and comes to us in a special way in this Christmas story. At the end of our service, we will light the center candle, the Christ candle, to celebrate the birth of Jesus and welcome his light into the world. Let us pray together. Life of giving God, on this Christmas Eve, we hear your call ringing in our ears. We see the light of stars and candles leading the way. We long for a sign, an experience, to know you face to face. We come to be part of your story of love, of hope, of peace, of joy, and we find all of this in a tiny baby lying in a manger. We give thanks to you this night and pray as you taught us through Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Please rise in body or in spirit and join me in the call to worship. Let us go in heart and mind
to see what has happened in Bethlehem.
Let us go with the shepherds
to find the child they've been waiting for.
Let us go with the wise ones
to find God's promise born from us all.
Let us go with the poor and humble
to find our Savior born in a lowly manger.
Let us go with all people who seek peace, love, joy, and hope.
Come, let us worship. Come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Thank you.
may be seated. Every year at Christmas, we tell an incredible story, one of the greatest stories of all time. Here in this sacred, special place, on this holiest of nights, we talk about angels and shepherds. We tell of good and well-meaning wise men and wicked, power-hungry kings. We talk about a young woman named Mary who chose to trust God with all of her heart, and Joseph, who became the very best adopted dad the Son of God could ever wish for. And of course, we tell of how God came to this earth in the form of a little baby to teach all of us how to live and love with a light that can outshine the darkness. The story of Christmas is a story of love, of fear, of courage, and unimaginable grace. And like most stories, this one is way, way better when you act it out. And so tonight we're going to do just that. Our church school children and confirmands have practiced their lines and assembled their costumes and are thrilled to be sharing this story with you this evening. A quick reminder to our pageant parents, at the end of our play, while we are singing Joy to the World, all pageant kids will head downstairs for cocoa and cookies with Mrs. Leckness, and you can pick them up down in the kitchen at the end of worship. And one more thing, this Christmas pageant is actually a Christmas musical. And if you are not a person in costume, you are a person of Bethlehem, and your part is to help us sing the carols that tell this wonderful story. Okay, so now let us open our hearts to this time and this tale and get ready to go to Bethlehem.
In the days of Herod the king, the angel Gabriel was sent to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a young woman engaged to a man named Joseph, who was from the house of David. The young woman's name was Mary.
And the angel said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be called the Son of Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house of and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for Mary to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and lay him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Stop.
they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
In the time of Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? We observe his star rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. He, calling together the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so has been written in the prophet."
Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star, that they had seen its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was.
When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and knelt down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Unexpected gift that we find in the manger encourage us to give of ourselves in return, knowing that we can do so much more to spread God's love in the world when we pool our resources together. So what is worthy of our gratitude for the new life in Christ that has been entrusted to us? Let us respond to the loving kindness of our God and continue to do God's work in the world. We will now give and receive this morning's offering.
Thank you.
As the first Noel begins, all of the children are invited to follow the star down the center aisle to bring the gifts they have brought to the Christ child. This year, our stuffed animal gifts will be donated to the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth-Hitchcock to bring comfort and joy to young patients during their stay. With joy, we invite you to bring your gifts to the manger.
We dedicate these gifts to Jesus, that we might serve in his name.
We ask God's blessing on Mary, for we remember her courage.
We ask God's blessing on Joseph, for we remember his care and concern.
We ask God's blessing on the baby Jesus, as he grows strong and full of faith. God bless the angels who brought good news.
God bless the shepherds who come to worship.
May the animals remind us that all God's creatures are a blessing.
May the kings remind us that it is good to give gifts out of love. We are grateful for the gift of Jesus, born away in a manger in a simple place long ago. Let us celebrate the good news that Jesus is born.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Hope, peace, joy, love. Four candles, four promises offered to us by God, and all of them manifest in this one light tonight, the Christ candle. In Christ, we find hope and transformation, empowering us to make our own unique contributions to the world. In Christ, we find light and life and the courage to be like him, answering his call and following in his footsteps. Please join me in the Christmas prayer. O God of answered promises, now we are certain that you have come to us in Jesus. In our continuing journey of faith, give us courage to share your light with one another and with our world. Amen. Hope you all enjoyed this telling of the Christmas story, even if it was a little shorter than the usual version this year. You never know how the Holy Spirit is going to move in worship. So on this Christmas Eve, we go out into the world in peace. May we take the light of Christ with us as we go into the parks of our lives not yet guided by love, into the parks of the world untouched by grace. Let hope and compassion be the forces that move us and guide us. And may Christ be born in us tonight, in our hearts, in our minds, and in our lives. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.